touched, and uneasy at the contact, she moved her hand to the edge of the cover. Still, she was acutely aware of him. His long masculine fingers, his strong hands with a sprinkle of hair on the backs, his tall, fit body. Uncomfortable with her thoughts, she forced herself to focus on the familiar chorus. Beside her, the stranger stirred. Without looking at the page, his full, rich baritone rose, blending with her contralto. Who was this man who exuded such power? She'd never seen him before. His expensive clothes and heavy gold signet ring showed he came from a world far different from hers. Different from Walkersville, for that matter. Sharon mentally shrugged, turning her attention to the order of worship. When Pastor Warren dedicated the service to the memory of Cyrus Murdoch, she had to bite her lip and try to think charitable thoughts about the departed tycoon. Beside her, the stranger muttered an oath. Why? Through the songs, prayers, and pastor's sermon, she felt the brooding presence of the dark-haired man next to her. It troubled her, made her wary. They stood for the final prayer. At Pastor Warren's benediction, "Go in peace," the mystery man beside her muttered, "Peace, what a joke."